Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care. And you can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. So we got a newbie here today around the table. I always like to break in a newbie, you know, here at Substation 2. Dr. Matthew Newsom is with us today. He's with Carolina Urology, and he is Mr. High Tech. He's the guy who's using all this new robotic technology, and we're going to talk about that today when it comes to your prostate health, guys. Welcome, Doc. Good to have you here with us, and I hope you're going to survive the program today.
Appreciate it, Manny. I hope so, too. Thanks for having me on.
So tell everybody a little bit about you.
So I'm a urologist. I've been here in the community for 2 years. I'm originally from Georgia. That's where I grew up, and then ended up relocating to the Carolinas for college and med school. And most of my family's moved to this area now. But I think when I meet people and tell them what I do, a lot of people don't even know what a urologist is. So just to kind of go over that, you know, we're the doctors of the urinary tract for both men and women. But we also have a specific focus in men's health, whether that be men's urinary health, also sexual health. But we get to use a lot of different technologies, and we're going to talk about some of those today.
Sure. So you live in Fort Mill.
Yes, sir.
And you married a nurse who is now a nurse practitioner, right?
That's right. So I did my residency in Kentucky at the University of Kentucky. And during my first year, you know, as urology residents, we do our first year of general surgery training. So I was actually on trauma surgery, and my wife was, or at the time, obviously not my wife, but she was a ER nurse.
We had
a mutual patient, and that's how we met, and the rest is history.
You asked her out for a date, and the next thing you know, here we are.
That's exactly what happened. Yeah, it's flown by.
So. Good for you. So Carolina Urology, you got how many other docs besides yourself in there?
Yeah, so we had a couple longtime members of the practice who recently retired, Dr. Matthews and Dr. Magura. We miss them dearly. So there's down to me and my three partners now.
Plenty.
And we have an office in Rock Hill. It's kind of our main office, as well as a smaller satellite office in Fort Mill.
Good for you.
And we do our procedures primarily at Piedmont Medical Center in Rock Hill, as well as the new hospital in Fort Mill.
So, as you say, I mean, this is Men's Health Month, and I say this tongue-in-cheek because I think it's true. Men are nowhere near as good at taking care of themselves as women. Is that true?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a stereotype, but it holds true in a lot of instances. Wow. You know, a lot of times our patients are kind of dragged in by the women in their lives.
That's the truth.
Thank goodness for them. Yeah. But, yeah, you know, and that's one thing I encourage people. A lot of times I meet a patient and I'm seeing them for a urinary issue or a sexual health issue that's come up. And that might be the first time they've seen a doctor in years. And that's when I start saying, wait, okay, let's back up. Have you had your PSA checked? Have you had a colonoscopy? All the preventative healthcare stuff that, in my mind, is the most important thing that we need to focus on as a healthcare community. You know, the more preventative care we can do, the more we can, you know, identify and address these problems before they become bigger issues. So I definitely encourage everyone, and especially men, to start seeing a doctor regularly earlier.
Why do you suppose that is, that men are so bad about taking care of themselves?
That's, I don't know, a question that goes
maybe
to our deepest,
over here.
Our deepest biology. I don't know. But yeah, there's definitely just a hard-headedness that I think needs to be, we need to kind of flip the script on that.
Mm. Yeah. So when it comes to just good old taking care of yourself, as you pointed out, things like colonoscopies. Now, they'll keep lowering the ages on colonoscopy screenings. Down to what, 45 now?
45 for most people of average risk. Right. And this is, disclaimer, outside my field, but that's definitely we're seeing an increased incidence of colon cancer in younger people. So definitely something that needs to be done, and particularly if you have a family history or any changes in your bowel habits or anything like that, definitely a reason to get that checked out.
And keep in mind, ladies, you have a colon as well, so you have to be checked out just like men are. Got that.
Yeah.
Now, when it comes to prostate health, that's really comes under the umbrella, I guess, of just having an annual physical?
Yeah.
That's where you're going to pick up on this?
Right. So similarly, prostate cancer screening is very important. And the mainstay of that is the blood test called PSA. That also is typically recommended to be started for most men around the age of 45. Now, black men or men with a strong family history, we may start it earlier, as early as 40. And that's typically just done as an annual blood test, and that can be an early sign of potential risk factors for prostate cancer. The other thing we're going to talk about today is called BPH, which most people have probably heard of. That's benign prostatic hyperplasia.
I know all about. No, go ahead.
But that's just enlargement of the prostate that happens to most men as they age, and that's a completely separate thing from cancer. But typically, when we're working someone up for a man up for new urinary issues, we'll do something to rule out prostate cancer, and that's usually done by checking the PSA.
So the PSA numbers, they change as your age changes. Is that correct?
Yeah, The cutoff for what we would call an elevated PSA is historically been 4.0. Really, it's very arbitrary. And we definitely know that the PSA will rise with age. So a man that's in their 70s will tolerate a PSA that's a little bit higher.
What, 5?
Up to 6, 6.5. Okay. But, a single value is one thing. What's more important is the trend over time. So I'd rather, have a patient have a PSA that's 6 every time we check it than one that's going 1, 2, 3. That's kind of steadily rising.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So what would be the indicators that would cause you to go in and get a regular blood test? In other words, you're just having problems at home in the bathroom? I mean, is that what's going to trigger this?
Well, the reason why we screen for prostate cancer is that it typically doesn't have symptoms until it's much more advanced. Mm. So by the time you're having urinary symptoms, if they're related to a prostate cancer, it might be a more advanced disease at that point. That's why if we check the PSA and monitor that, we can detect those prostate cancers much earlier in the disease process and address them before they become a bigger issue. Prostate cancer in general is a very slow-growing, slow-moving disease. So if we detect it early, we can usually head off it, the down-the-road problems. Metastatic prostate cancer where it can be actually lethal.
So what do you tell young men who are saying to themselves, okay, I'm listening to him. I'd like to head this off. I don't ever want to be a patient of his. Are you going to tell them maybe you need to watch your diet? Maybe you need to do the exercise? What are you going to tell them?
So there really hasn't been much in the lot of research that's been done on prostate cancer because it's very common. We really haven't found anything in the diet or anything in terms of specific lifestyle factors that consistently decreases your risk. Really, it's just a factor of age and genetics. So no matter what you're doing, how you're feeling, I think at a certain age, you just need to be seeing a doctor once a year, and then they'll discuss that screening process with you. And again, for most men, around age 45 is when we would start that.
All right. And you mentioned genetics, because I mean that there's a whole realm of medical issues that are tied to genetics, correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
If you ain't got a good gene pool, you need to be paying closer attention to what's going on.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah. So, yeah, if you have, your father's had prostate cancer, brothers who've had prostate cancer, even uncles or more distant family members, if there's a consistent history, then it's worth getting checked out.
Okay, so the average patient is not going to come to you to have this checkup. They're going to be referred to you. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right.
Correct.
So the bottom line is you need to start seeing your doc, whoever your family doctor is,
right,
on an annual basis.
Absolutely.
Or more often if they say so.
Yeah, and prostate cancer is a very small portion of what they'd be doing. Also screening for cardiovascular disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, all these things that if we detect them early, we can manage them very, very well.
And that blood test is, to me, the most important thing. They can tell all kinds of stuff with that blood test.
Yeah, the PSA, it's not a perfect test. Just because it's elevated doesn't mean you have prostate cancer, but it's the best test we have, and that's where we start.
Okay. So now you mentioned BPH?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now remember, I'm just a simple guy. Don't give me too much medical jargon. Just tell me what it's all about.
Yeah. If you just to kind of review what the prostate is, obviously the bladder is where urine is stored, and then when you urinate, it has to pass through the urethra out of your body. Mm-hmm. And the urethra goes through the prostate gland. The prostate gland is basically plays a role in normal fertility. It produces different chemicals and substances that form part of the semen.
Okay.
And allows for the sperm to reach the egg for us to be able to have children.
Right.
As men age, you know, I think it's like 50% of men age 50 to 60 will start to have some enlargement of the prostate. And by the time you get to age 80, it's essentially all men, you know, 90%+.
Wow.
Now, what that can do is, as the prostate grows, you can kind of think of it as like a donut around a straw. So the donut's getting bigger on the outside, but it's also getting more narrow and kind of compressing that straw.
Mm-hmm.
So it can weaken the urinary stream. It can cause other symptoms such as frequency, getting up in the middle of the night to pee is commonly the most common reason why people will come see us, because it absolutely affects their quality of life. It, you know, interrupts their sleep. It can really affect their mental health during the day. Other symptoms like urgency, like if you're the person who, whenever you get to a new place, you're always looking for a bathroom so you know where it is. So in case you get that urge, you can make it there in time.
He's smiling over here.
And this might be for you. Yeah, we got some customers nodding along. Yeah, it's a common thing. Kind of like I said, weak stream, feeling like you're not emptying your bladder all the way while you're urinating. So if any of those signs, you know, sound familiar to you, it might be time to go get checked out.
And going to your family doctor to get checked out, and then they would refer a problem to you?
It's definitely variable. So a patient who's already seeing a family doctor,
yeah,
they're getting screened for this stuff, and they may start some medicines that they can be treated with,
right,
for this issue. And
yeah,
sometimes if the medicines aren't working, they'll refer to a urologist to discuss other treatments. But a lot of patients do just make an appointment with urology, and you absolutely could do that. Call our office, and if you want to see us for a urinary issue, we can see you.
Okay.
Don't necessarily need a referral.
So with this BPH issue, you treat this with medications?
So typically what will happen is we try some medications first.
All right.
So, you know, kind of another way to think about this is it's like a clamp on a garden hose, right? So it's narrowing the channel. So one of the common medicines is called Flomax or Tamsulosin, and there's a couple other medicines in that same class that work the same way. But what that does is it kind of opens up the urethra, dilates the channel, and it allows you to empty your bladder more easily. Most patients will be started on that medication before we consider some sort of surgical treatment.
Uh-huh.
There are other medicines that can work too. There's a medicine called Finasteride that will actually shrink the size of the prostate by about a third. It doesn't work overnight. Flomax will work almost immediately when you start taking it. The Finasteride takes a little bit longer, really up to like 3 to 6 months before we start seeing a good reduction in the size of the prostate. And that's when you start to see the benefit. That's another commonly prescribed medication. And then there are medications such as Cialis that you think of more as an erectile dysfunction medicine, but taken at a low dose daily can actually help with both erectile dysfunction and urinary issues related to BPH.
Amazing. All right. So that's one issue, mm-hmm, this BPH. The other issues involving the prostate are?
Well, again, you know, mainly because it's so common, we worry about prostate cancer,
uh-huh,
and screening for that.
Yep.
And again, that's primarily done with the PSA. We'll also do exams of the prostate to feel for abnormalities.
The digital exam.
Correct.
Yeah.
And that's something that's done less and less by primary care doctors. And it's not that that's wrong. it's become kind of a controversial exam for various reasons.
Why?
Because it's invasive and also very unreliable. But still, I think when you're seeing a urologist, we typically will do it because we have experience with the exam and we've all felt things that end up leading us to diagnose a cancer.
Okay.
So I think it's worth doing. If anything with the exam or with the PSA is concerning, often the next step is either an MRI of the prostate or a biopsy of the prostate. And we have to do a biopsy in order to actually diagnose or rule out a prostate cancer.
So the biopsy is done how? Is that, you have to go into the hospital to get that done?
So usually it's done as an outpatient procedure in the office. So it actually only takes about 4 or 5 minutes. It's use an ultrasound probe that goes up the rectum. And we take a picture of the prostate that way and take some needle samples of the prostate after numbing things up. So keep it comfortable.
Yeah, we like the numbing things up.
So Woo! That's, yeah, believe it or not, that's something that we typically do in the office, and patients tolerate it really well.
Good. Yeah. All right. So when we come back, we're going to talk about this high technology that you use at Piedmont Medical Center that allows you to do these surgical techniques in a whole new way. But we're going to tell everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, relax you with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue, as is Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Now we're going to see how smart this Georgia boy is over here. We told him in advance what we do here at Substation 2, and it's not prostate exams. We do fresh slopes and salads. And we do it 6 days a week between 10 in the morning and 9 o'clock at night. How we do it is in the white letters. And at the count of three, we're going to chant it out together. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
Good fresh food, even fresher than Subway. And it's also on a paleo diet.
I like the people. I like the food and being picked on.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
The Piedmont Medical Center Women's Tower at our Rock Hill campus boasts fully furnished labor and delivery rooms and family care suites. Our Level 3 NICU is equipped to provide advanced medical treatments for premature infants and infants who may have complications. Inside the Women's Tower, families begin bonding with their special deliveries in private family care suites, allowing mom and baby to relax with ease. Learn more at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
When you're getting a bundle from Comporium, you're getting an all-seeing, all-knowing personal security detail. You're getting shows and shows and, oh yeah, more shows. You're getting a social calendar filled with family game time, game day get-togethers, and don't worry, we saved you a spot on the couch parties, because we're not just your internet company. We're your yes to all of the above company.
Don't resign your retirement plan to some rule of thumb. Your own personal retirement is unique to you and your family. Give our common sense investing approach a shot. Anderson Griggs Investments, a genuine money manager right here in Rock Hill. 324-5044 or online at andersongriggs.com.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
The food, the number 19 is the best.
When I want lunch, I come to Substation 2 because I can't remember never not coming here.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Dr. Matthew Newsom is with us today. He's been in our community a short period of time, lives in Fort Mill, one of the fine doctors at Carolina Urology, and this is Men's Health Month. And we're talking about all the things men never want to talk about. And we're doing it on the radio, of all things, right? Okay. So we're having some fun. Are we having fun with this? I think we're having some fun.
I'm having fun.
You're having fun. And that's what counts, by golly. So we're at the stage where we've done all these tests. Mm-hmm. And you've determined that somebody has got prostate cancer. Mm-hmm. And treatment options, if there are any, tell me about those.
So for prostate cancer, it's typically either removing the prostate or radiation treatment. The new technology that we have at Piedmont Medical Center now is actually more of a treatment for BPH.
Okay.
Kind of going back to that, again, a lot of men end up on medication for this, right? And there are some men that have lasting benefit from these medicines that can stay on them for decades and never have bothersome symptoms while they're on those medicines. A lot of men have side effects related to the medication that they don't like that leads them to want to get off those medicines.
Like what? What kind of side effects?
So some of the medicines can affect your sexual function.
Okay.
They can affect how you ejaculate, actually, where you would have less or no semen coming out during ejaculation. And it can also affect the erectile function. And there can just have some other side effects, such as like dizziness, various things that lead people to not want to take them.
Gotcha.
More commonly, it's tolerable in terms of a side effect profile, but the medicines just don't work as well as we want to. The prostate keeps getting bigger. The problem gets worse despite the treatment.
Okay.
That's usually when we start talking about surgical options. Now, there are many, many minimally invasive treatments we can offer for this condition. Kind of the classic treatment, especially for a really large prostate, was to make an incision through the abdomen and actually open up the bladder to remove the prostate. That's a big surgery, typically a couple days in the hospital. We're talking about a 6 to 8 week recovery.
Ooh.
Thankfully, now we can offer these minimally invasive treatments that get you back to your normal life within a few days.
Really?
And Aquablation is one of those that, to me, has been a total game changer. It's we recently started doing it just here in May, but it's something that I expect to take over the vast majority of my BPH practice because it's just a very, very useful tool.
Aquablation. That's a good, interesting name.
It's an interesting name.
Aqua means water.
Right.
Ablation, I guess, means open up?
Ablate, like remove tissue.
Okay.
So, if we kind of go back to that donut around the straw analogy, with all these treatments, what we're trying to do is kind of remove that inner part of the donut to open up the channel to be larger.
Okay.
To help relieve that obstruction and resistance.
Okay.
So the classic way of doing that is something called a TURP, which is a procedure that urologists have been doing for decades because it works. And that's where we're kind of opening up the prostate by removing the prostate tissue from the inside. That uses a lot of heat and cautery and has very few complications, but it can alter the way that a person ejaculates permanently, where it causes that less semen to come out or even no semen to come out. And it does have a risk of incontinence and new onset erectile dysfunction.
Mm.
The amazing thing about Aquablation is it's done with a heatless water jet. So it's a robotic system. It actually uses artificial intelligence to kind of help us plan the removal of the tissue.
A robot.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Okay.
Don't worry. We always check it.
Oh, I know you will.
Watching.
Yeah. I have my knee done with a robot at Piedmont.
Oh,
it turned out pretty well.
That's good. But the thing that really separates it is when we're doing the TURP, you're just kind of on the inside looking with a scope, and you don't really see the greater picture of what you're doing. With the Aquablation, we're watching both with an ultrasound that gives us a view of the entire prostate and with a scope on the inside. So we're able to really precisely remove the obstructing tissue that we want to remove without affecting the actual normal functional anatomy. So in the vast majority of cases, people's sexual function has not changed at all. They're still ejaculating normally. There's almost a 0% risk of erectile dysfunction. In fact, in their studies, they didn't have any patients with new onset erectile dysfunction, and the risk of urinary incontinence afterwards was well less than 1%.
Jeez.
So you're able to deliver this treatment that lasts without causing some of the serious side effects that we worry about.
So with this robot, is this the incision through the belly again? How are you doing this?
So there's no incision. It's all done. You're thankfully asleep, and it's done.
Write that down. Thankfully asleep.
With scopes that go through the urethra.
Okay.
Right. So no incisions. There is a short period of time where you would wear a catheter that drains your bladder,
right,
usually for 1 or 2 days. And then after that catheter is removed, most patients are kind of back to their normal activities.
Yeah, that's
So it's it's amazing how minimally invasive we've gotten with these treatments. The other thing that's a big benefit is that this can all be done for any size prostate. And the procedure takes about 30 to 45 minutes, no matter the size of the prostate. Whereas usually for bigger prostates, some of the more traditional treatments can take hours. And the less time that you're asleep on the operating room table, the better.
That's right. So, quicker you get out, wake up and get back to normal.
Absolutely.
Isn't that something?
Absolutely.
So this piece of equipment, this robot,
uh-huh,
what's its name?
So
Fred? Harry?
It's called Aquablation. Piedmont Medical Center was able to get us the latest version of it, which is called the Hydros robot.
Hydros.
And that's the one that has the AI technology built into it.
Hydros, so. Wow. So you've done some of these procedures already?
Mm-hmm. Less than 10, but got a lot coming up. Most likely my plan is to do about one day a month where I'm doing these procedures. My partner, Dr. Single, is also planning on starting to offer the treatment as well.
Wow.
So it's something that I think is a really common problem that's really undertreated in our community. And I think it's something that is going to be a big game changer for us.
Well, I would think with the aging population, all of us baby boomers, we're probably just going to be on your list sooner or later.
Right.
As you say, sooner or later, you're going to see me.
And part of it is having to convince y'all to be less stubborn and actually come to the office.
I can't. I resemble that remark. It's interesting. So, you're young. You've been out of med school. I don't know how many years now. But this technology has come since you were in school.
You know, that's a good question. Actually, the first study for it came out right when I was graduating medical school. That would be 7 years ago. So really, it's only been around less than a decade. The principles of this treatment is nothing new. It's just the technology about how it's done.
Right.
That's really been amazing to me, and just how precise we can be and, use a system that preserves the anatomy we want to without causing these issues.
So very quickly, when Piedmont got this technology, Hydros, did you have to go off to the Hydros world and figure out how this thing works?
Yeah, so I'm actually the second urologist in the Charlotte area offering it. So another doctor in our practice in our Gastonia division, Dr. Panaganti, has been doing this for several years now. So I actually spent some time learning it from him.
Oh, that's good.
Before we started down here.
That's wonderful.
And he's become one of the he does some of the most numbers of aquablations in the country, actually.
Well, it's great to know this technology is here. Piedmont's got it, and they got the brain power behind it. Good for you. So, Doc, thanks very much for being with us today. Dr. Matthew Newsom, he's a Carolina urologist. You've heard all the details. If you want to go back and listen to it again, go ahead. It's on WRHI.com. And fill in all the blanks. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program. Live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, relax you with Founders. And by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Well, he did pretty good for a Georgia boy. I wonder who he's going to root for when Clemson beats the tar out of Georgia. Oh, I'm sorry. All right. Fresh subs and salads. We do it 6 days a week, 10 in the morning to 9 o'clock at night. How we do it is in the magic letters, and we're all going to chant it out together at the count of three. Are we ready? 1, 2, 3.
Slice, 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 slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Have yourself a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.